You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Bobby, you know what's really creepy?
What, Lauren?
And that we might be going to this coming week?
What, Lauren?
I don't know how to say it.
Theme.
See, I would say amusement park.
A theme park.
An amusement park.
I don't know.
You are amused there.
I'm usually amused, but also I like a good theme. So I like parks with themes and parks with amusement.
We were sitting here trying to decide what to title this podcast, because I like to say amusement parks and Bobby likes to say theme parks, and so we looked it up. Do you want to tell people that there is a difference between a theme park and an amusement park?
First off, the definition wise, which you could,
just in case nobody is aware what
we know
an amusement or a theme park.
We know you
is.
Come here to get very good definitions about things, and
you come here for research.
Yes. So the first
you,
thing
the audience.
The first thing, amusement park is a park that features various attractions such as rides and games, as well as other events for entertainment purposes.
You're amused.
You're amused there. A theme park, on the other hand,
okay,
is a type of amusement park.
Oh, so an amusement park is the main term.
That bases its structures and attractions around a central theme, often featuring multiple areas with different themes, like Islands of Adventure. You're going to have an adventure in the various theme parks.
How was
your
first example not Disney World?
Because when I thought of themes, I thought like Islands of Adventure has like Harry Potter World, like Marvel World.
Oh, I just
Dinosaur,
Disney
Jurassic Park. What's okay. Disney? Disney's just Disney.
Disney's Mickey. Disney movies. What do you mean?
Yeah. Disney's Mickey. What is Disney? I have never heard of this before.
What is Disney? I want to freak somebody out so bad someday.
And what's just, Disney? What
if they bring up something that like everybody should know, like Disney, they're talking about. Oh, we went to Disney World.
Yeah. What's that?
What's that? Like Disney? Have you never been to Disney World? Be like, no. What is it? And they're describing. They're like, you know, like with Mickey, and be like, who's Mickey? Just keep going until they go crazy.
Yeah,
that's the type of stuff I like to do in my day-to-day.
And just like, Pixar.
What?
Get it? Like, oh, like Pixar, when you're talking. And you're like Pixar, not Disney. Get it? Going over your head right now?
Yeah.
Oh. In your fake argument, you can be like, when they're like, oh, you don't know what Disney is? You can be like, you know. Or like
pretending you think Disney is Pixar?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
But anyway, for the sake of this podcast, I also looked up the SEO of do people search amusement park more or theme park?
50% of people know what SEO means? Because I don't think so.
Sorry, search engine optimization. It is how you decide how to title your content.
Or just things or like topics. Advertisement. They use it a lot for advertisement.
Yes, but it's mainly how do you get your content in front of the people that want to see it?
Correct. What are people searching for?
What
word? Amusement
or theme? Like,
so are
people searching for amusement park or are they searching for theme park more? Well, and the answer shocked me.
Regardless, it's amusement, even though it's not.
Yeah. Well, theme park is searched substantially more, like way more than amusement park.
You know why? Because it's a shorter word.
Probably.
And
so
amusement's a little tricky to spell. I mean, I can definitely spell it.
That was my long-winded segment into the title of this podcast is going to be Theme Parks Are Creepy.
Oh, they are creepy.
instead of, because originally I had written down amusement parks.
When you first told me about this idea, I had an idea, like one thing came to mind right away.
You told me about an idea and then I had an idea.
I had one too. You gave me an idea. No, it was when you said theme parks or amusement parks, whatever word you said, I think it was amusement. I thought of going to like the Halloween events that they have, like Six Flags and stuff.
I've never gotten to go.
I went once when I was young. It was cool.
I want to go to the Disney one.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'm sure they're very thematically
I
want
to
awesome.
Go to a Christmas Disney. I want to go to a Halloween Disney.
You sound like a Disney adult. Did you? You know like Disney's creepy.
But like if somebody was like, would you want to go to Disney? I'm just like, only for the special things. Mm-hmm. Not in general. I've been there too much now. Some of the things I thought about immediately, I realized were water park related. So I'm going to say up front, we're not discussing water parks. That will be a separate podcast.
Separate one. Nice.
We'll save that for the summer.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will be going to water parks.
Oh, everyone goes.
Not me. Water parks are extremely creepy. That'll also be an easy one for me to talk about.
Okay.
The pee water.
There's no pee.
Oh, yeah.
They have special water that eats the pee.
Okay. There's animals that live in the water.
Yeah, amoebas. Pee amoebas.
Pee amoebas.
Yeah. It's what people put in their pool.
Yeah.
That's why you can pee in pools.
So we're not going to touch up. But it's funny that
do you pee in the water park? Have you ever done it?
Why are you putting me on the spot?
I've never done it. When I was young.
You never done it.
When I was young.
Even as a kid?
When I was young, I'm sure I did. But as like.
Yeah, I don't do it now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
But I think people
do. I come real close to you.
I think more people do, like more adults.
Do you pee in like the river?
Yes, absolutely.
Why? What's the difference?
Because it's first off, it's gross. So it doesn't, it's not gross. But
the river's gross?
It's going to get.
So is the water park. Yes, the water park's grosser than the river.
But the river is a constant flow of fresh water.
You're like fish are peeing in there.
Yeah, fish are peeing and pooping in there. You don't drink the river water.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I don't do it now, but definitely as a child, I was probably like, I'm not getting up and losing out precious time to go to the bathroom.
good little sidetrack there.
Because I was also terrified because they told us at one point that they if you peed in the water, this is all stuff we have to save for the water
stop
park
it.
One.
Stop, enough.
We're going to lose.
This is a good sidetrack.
Topic.
Good sidetrack.
But anyway, if people are like, oh, what about this? No, it's a water park with it.
So you thought about water parks.
Thought of all the creepy water park things I had heard and then was like, oh, that's not.
I just thought of a small theme park that I went to that was kind of creepy.
What?
Wild West City we had.
Wild West City?
It was like
City?
A small like Western themed park and they had a little train ride and you would get like robbed on the train.
That sounds fun.
It was awesome. I loved getting my stuff stolen. But you could like bring like that was when you could still have like cap guns and like fake guns before that was.
I feel like I've
outlawed.
Been on that as well.
Yeah,
as
I'm sure they have other Wild West things.
I have to ask my mom, or she probably knows while she's listening to this podcast, like she usually does.
About getting robbed?
No, but we were like on a train. No, I don't think it was themed. I think they just told us, "Hey, we're going through an area where like Native American tribes are known to be, and that they could possibly like." Attack the train.
And this is a real thing.
Yes.
What train were you on? Like an amusement park?
I don't know if it was real or not. As a child, I thought it was real and I was very scared. Because they were telling me that they had
Did you get attacked?
No. Oh. But I literally was like looking out the window.
I'm sure you are. And dead bodies in the water.
Dead bodies in the water. No, I was just picturing like Native Americans with like bows and arrows and stuff because that's what they told us. They were like, we have to be, the windows have to stay closed because of the bow and arrows.
Wow.
I'm now thinking about this and I'm like, there's no way this is real.
I don't think that.
There's no way we were America. And there's just.
I don't think there's like active Native American.
That's what I mean. I feel like most.
Attacking a theme park attraction ride. For real, that wouldn't be happening.
I don't think
mine was staged.
I don't know if it was.
And anyway, like I was saying, we were getting robbed as part of the script, and the theme was. And I remember having like a cap gun and like getting ready to draw. And the guy was like, "You better not draw that gun, there, young fella."
Yeah, I definitely haven't gone on that one.
Shot me because I went for it.
I hope my mom remembers this.
Draw.
If she doesn't remember it, I'm gonna be like, who brought me on this train that made me like terrified we were gonna get? And where was this in America?
Maybe this is a past life of yours where you were.
I don't know. I'm very
well, this is creepy.
Confused.
Let's just discuss this the whole time.
Yeah, trains.
Tell me
are
more.
Creepy.
Let's call your mom and figure out. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We did almost get overtaken by Native American tribes.
We went like, back what? In time.
I mean, it's kind of nice if there's a Native American tribe that the U.S. government didn't like try to infiltrate. That's kind of a nice thought. Take over. I don't know what's nice. Leave them be.
Yeah. Well, I know there's yes.
It had to have been fake. I'm like freaking myself out now.
Probably just some. You're probably just at like a Six Flags and they're like, watch
out. If it wasn't fake, that was kind of racist. They're like, hey, maybe it was this like, is where Native Americans are. They might get you.
So it was like a worker, you remember saying this to you?
Yes, like the people on the train.
Maybe they're just messing with you.
I know, but it's kind of racist. No?
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's besides the point.
It's just that's scare the kids. Make them fear Native Americans. Jesus. Anyway. Well, anyway. Watch my mom be like, I have no idea.
What are you talking about, Lauren? No.
Maybe I just had a very overactive imagination.
You think so?
No, somebody definitely told me that because there would be no way I would
text
get on
your
a train
mom
and
real
just
quick.
Think, no, because okay. She's busy.
She's busy. But this is very important. You must know if this
on
is
on a
real
future
or not.
Podcast, we'll talk about trains are creepy and we can come back to this.
I fell asleep on one and missed my stop once.
Anyway, theme parks.
Thematic. Parks of themes.
I mean, amusement. I was trying to think of like the main ones. There's like Six Flags, Disney,
yep.
Islands of Adventure, and Universal Studios.
What am I thinking? Great Adventure. There's a bunch. There's a whole bunch of parks.
I know, but I feel like I haven't been to that. Oh Hershey.
You're talking
about
parks you've been to.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Or that I just know of.
You know what was probably the creepiest theme park we ever did was when we did that studio tour and the plane crash that we talked about before.
Oh my God.
Talk about creepy.
I was having serious trauma happening.
Yeah, that was very creepy. We were in.
Did we talk about this?
I believe we talked about it. I think we talked about podcast. It. We were in California. We went to
Universal Studios.
And we did the back lot.
But yeah, the cool thing about Universal, if you go not to the Florida one, to the California one, they actually film movies there. So all the lots are there, but they like people are working. It's funny because people are like getting coffee and like walking to their jobs. And then you just see this like trolley come.
Over
and
here
then eventually there's like
Fast and Furious 4. Yeah.
And then eventually like we get to a spot and they like stage, I don't know, like the Psycho movies or whatever.
Yeah. Well, they just have like attractions. Themes.
Yeah. It's like half attraction, half showing you things, but they showed us a manufactured plane crash in like a town,
like a set,
yeah, but it was true to size, it so it looked like you were.
Creepy.
It looked like you were looking at a real.
They are
plane
creepy.
Crash.
Theme parks are creepy. They're trying to scare you most of the time. Most rides are trying to scare you, yeah. Right?
Is that are those the stories you have today? Am I not going to want to go
me?
On?
Look,
oh, like ride bad.
No,
ride
I'm just
stories.
Saying in general, most theme park rides
they don't
want to
scare you. They want to give you adrenaline.
Adrenaline. They don't want to give you. They want to like. They're creepy.
They want to make you feel like you're like.
I mean, there's little, you know, there's, I mean, I was just going to say it's a small world, but that's one of the creepiest.
That's still creepy.
It's, yeah.
It's supposed to not be, but it is.
All rides are creepy. They're all weird. They're all just little imagination
it's like,
adventures.
Oh, I thought of another one. The American Dream Mall. It's a theme park because it's Nickelodeon themed.
Yeah. It is.
That was a cool one. That was cooler cool. than I anticipated.
It's creepy
it's
being
indoor,
inside.
Yes,
and you're
it's
like
very creepy.
Flying
being
up towards the roof and you're like, I'm going to hit it. And then you're like, nope, I'm not. Okay, good.
Yeah, like you, I feel like if you were to be launched off of some sort of ride.
Okay.
If you were outdoors, maybe you'd have a chance. But I feel like if you're launched off a ride indoors.
What, so you mean like launched into the air?
Yes. You don't have a chance when you're inside. You're slamming into something.
I don't think you have much of a chance.
I feel like
way.
That's why it makes me more freaked out.
Yeah.
And also you just, your brain thinks you're about to hit a
yeah,
metal
something
bar.
Much,
like
every and you, all you have is the sky. You're like, oh, I'm good. I'm not going up there.
I'm good.
I'm not going up there.
Yeah. I feel like in my... As I've gotten older, I've gotten more scared of rides.
Yeah, theme parks and
I used to have no fear with rides. I was
amusement
like,
parks
safe.
Are just trying to scare you and make you think you're going to die.
Yeah.
That's pretty creepy. That's all we're going there for. Sense of wonder
when you buy
and
a
death.
Ticket, I don't even know. If you buy a ticket you die or get hurt horribly at a theme park, are they liable? I feel like.
I'm sure there's some sort of.
Unless they could prove that they were negligent. Like, what if it was just like a out of our hands? I don't know if that would ever be an out of our hands situation. I feel like it's always going to be
something
somebody.
Something for the lawyers.
Something for the lawyers. Send that to the lawyers. Keep the ride running.
We'll figure it out later.
It's
not what I was meaning, but okay.
Oh, what were you meaning?
It's just like, I don't know the answer to your question. Ask the lawyers.
Oh.
I
thought you meant the theme park was just like, talk to our lawyers.
We have lawyers.
Somebody died? All right, well, we have lawyers.
It's like, what was the simulator game called?
Roller Coaster Tycoon. Oh, I used to love that game. I love that game.
It's a great game.
Every now and then I have the old original one on my, they make it for like mobile devices now. So I have it on my phone every now and then.
It's cool. Yeah. But I mean, you're just.
But you would like build half roller coasters.
Torture
and then just
people.
Just be like, oh, well, it's open.
It's open.
I don't know.
37 people have died. Whoops. We'll see what the lawyers say. So your ride was half built and was launching.
People don't want to come to my theme park anymore. I'll make it a dollar. And then people will be like, all right, for a dollar, I'll go.
It's got to be worth it for a dollar.
Or I'd make the fee to get in like $0. And then all the rides were like $1,000.
What?
Which is kind of nice. You could like go into it. Which
that's
actually.
That's like a freemium game.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's what the mall existed. Is.
Yeah, I was going to say, fun fact for anybody who's going to American Dream, the Nickelodeon park. We learned after we went there that you don't need a ticket to like get into the area. It's
you
only
need a pass
if you need
to ride the rides.
Yeah, it's only if you want to ride the rides. So if you have, I don't know, somebody coming that's like, I don't want to go on any of the rides, they can go for free and just walk around
just
with
sit
you,
around.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's nice. It's
cool. I like that model better.
Yeah. You can still be amused, but you don't have to be themed.
Yeah. Well, it makes more sense. Like, we went with the grandparents, and grandparents don't want to do the crazy rides anymore, which I totally get.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting there.
I get dizzy now.
I used to not.
And I didn't know that was a thing until I talked to another when I went. So the first time I ever went was, what's it called? For Make-A-Wish. Shout out Brody. He was awesome and his family, and I got to go on every single ride with them. But Brody, because they're younger kids, went on everything. And I was like, I tried my best. And he was trying to get me to go on one ride. I was like, Brody, if I go on this ride with you, I'm going to throw up. I was like, and it's not going to be a good day for any of us. But I used to be so good. I used to be able to go on like roller coaster.
Yeah, same.
And I tried to do that with him and I was dying.
It sucks getting old.
I got dizzy. And then I talked to one of the other like the Make-A-Wish people there. And she was like, oh, she's like, did that happen after you had your daughter? And I was like, maybe. And she's like, yeah, after I had kids, rides just made me so dizzy. I'm like, why though? What happened? Because
they took part of your body. Your body
was
just
body?
Sucked of energy.
Yeah.
Life.
Another thing I can blame. We'll go to a theme park. I'll be like, are you enjoying all those rides? Yeah you're welcome.
You're welcome.
I can't anymore. Oh my God. What's your favorite?
I was just thinking that. Probably Islands of Adventure. I've always enjoyed it.
I think same.
And
would you count Harry Potter toward that as Harry Potter's own thing?
No, it's part of it. It's themed in the greater amusement park.
Yes. Well, because I always get confused because half of it's Universal and half of it's Islands of Adventure, and then Harry Potter's like in the middle.
Yeah.
You have to go through Harry Potter to get to
that's
the
just
other.
That whole, it's, you know, catered a little bit more towards like adults. It's not catered more towards adults, but it like.
Like an older demographic.
Yeah. But younger as well.
Like, I think I'll like Disney, like we've talked about our Disney podcast. I think I'll like Disney going with Melody.
Yeah,
for
sure.
But if it was up to us, if we were like, what.
We'd go to Epcot.
We have to pick an amusement park, which one?
Epcot. That's the best theme park.
It is pretty good for adults.
Well, yeah. It's so funny how when you're a kid, you're like, I hate Epcot. Epcot sucks. And then you become an adult. You're like, I love it.
I love
Let's
it. I
go.
Mean, it's getting better for kids, I think.
Soarin', right? That's the name.
Didn't Tron go in?
Yeah, there's a Tron. I heard it's cool. Tron ride.
But yeah, for kid, it's probably not. It's like history. It's like or geography. It's like, yeah. Ooh, check out these. They learn about the presidents. It's like, kids don't want to do that for the theme park.
Yeah. I guess what's cool about like amusement theme parks is they can
meanwhile, the adults are just drinking at yeah. every country and they're like, learn
go look, go look
stuff.
At the architecture. Don't you like Morocco?
This is mommy and daddy's day, okay? Yeah.
Go look at the water. There yeah, might be a boat out there.
I agree. Universe, that whole area, Universal Island Adventure, Harry Potter.
I just had such a good time when I was younger there because we went there like a year or two after it opened. It was just exciting. The Doctor Doom death drop was awesome. Me and my dad kept going on it because there was no lines. We just would walk off and walk on. We did it like, I'm pretty sure if my memory serves me correct, like 10 times.
Oh my God.
It's awesome.
I have a sad story with that ride. I don't know if I should
like
share
it. Told me.
What, that I told you with this ride?
I think so.
I don't know. I don't want to bring the podcast down.
Then let's not. Unless you want to.
I mean, this is the only podcast that's gonna, the story's going to fit in.
Go ahead. I'm okay, pretty sure you've told me this.
So for one of my, because when my dad was diagnosed with cancer, is this ringing a bell?
Yes. No, I'm just remembering. I don't remember the exact.
One of his last trips he wanted to take with us was to go to Universal. I think we went to Disney too, but we stayed at a Universal hotel and we like made a whole big weekend. That was like the last trip we took with him. And we, because he was like in a wheelchair and stuff at the time, we got, I guess, special treatment. Obviously, like, you know, like when they, you'll be like waiting for a ride and they'll come in with usually somebody with a wheelchair or like special needs people. And what's it called? So we were like with that group. So we got to go on every ride immediately and we got to sit in the front if we wanted. And we kept like feeling bad about it. My dad was like, don't feel bad. He's like, use me. like that was the type of guy he was. Like, we're just like, he didn't even want to go on the rides, but he would like go through with us so that we got to go to the front. I mean, at the same time, it's probably like those poor children, their father has cancer, is dying of cancer. So I get
it's
it.
A small
so
we, little break of happiness and
small,
joy.
Gotta look for the silver linings,
during
I guess.
A terrible time.
But anyway, all I remember is we were like, oh my God, this is gonna make me cry. Because now I'm thinking about it. It was like at the end of us being there. So I don't know if he just like didn't want to leave because it was like the end of the trip.
Yeah.
And there was this like, what's it called? The Doctor Doom ride. And I did not want to go on it, but he really wanted to go on it. I don't know why. I think he thought I wanted to go on it and nobody else wanted, because my sister was pregnant. She couldn't go on it. Ryan was too little. Yeah. My mom was not going on it. So I was like, fine, I will go with you.
Yeah.
And we went there and we went to go sit in the rides and he couldn't fit in the ride because he was too big. Especially like because of the cancer treatments make you very like bloated and stuff. Ugh. Yeah, that's a bad memory for me. And then I was like, don't worry. Because then he felt bad. I'm like, listen, I didn't even want to go on this ride. Don't feel bad.
I was doing it for you.
Like, don't put this on your plate. What the heck? So every time I see that ride, I'm like, I still have never been on it. I will never go on it. That will be my gift. My very morbid gift to him.
Oh my goodness.
I will not go on it because I was only going to go on it with him.
I did that type of ride at the American Dream. And like, I just, when you get older and I guess when you have kids, just things are more intense.
Same,
I did it with Dawson, I think. Or Brandon or Dawson. One of them. And I was just
did it.
Oh God, this thing. I was like.
Oh, I did it with you. I was
with
you guys.
It felt fine.
Yeah. I was either with you or I
did it with Brody. It was more so just like the scariness of it, you know, falling, dyingness.
I think there's more to lose now that we have a kid. It's more like the senselessness of it. It's like, if I die doing this, like, what was the point? Yeah. Well, I didn't really need
seconds
to go on this ride.
Seconds of adrenaline and rush and fun.
Yeah. For seconds. Yeah.
Seconds. Not even minutes. Seconds of your life.
Anyway, back to happier stuff. Yeah, Universal and Islands of Adventure and Harry Potter. There, I think two times we did all three in the same day.
Damn.
I think twice. Like, because we did it with the VIP
I was just
going
to say, we did that when I got sick.
Was that Lizzie?
Yeah,
did
Lizzie.
It? Yeah. I was like, shout out to Lizzie, LD's shadow lady, for inviting. This was a long time ago.
It was Yami's wedding.
Yeah, it was Yami's wedding.
Yami and Kyle's wedding.
Yeah. And Lizzie, because she was the biggest channel at the time, like by a long shot with all
she
of
got
us.
Through the network
she
right?
got VIP yeah through the network
was it wasn't through Black Dot was it No, it was.
No, it was. Oh, it was Polaris.
Polaris. I couldn't. Yeah, I knew it was like a name. They're no longer.
I say, speak of the devil. Yami just texted me.
That, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
What's it called? Yeah, we got to do VIP with like Yami and us there. And that was the coolest.
It was so cool.
I remember being like, I was like, I can't believe that like they invited me. This is so cool. And Lizzie was getting stopped, no joke, like every single ride. So she needed it.
Yeah.
The main thing was she got like a security person.
Yeah, it gets you security, but also like you get to go around all the like secret ways of the park.
Yeah.
You get to go around like the back ends. Yeah.
My goal is to do that again someday.
Just so you don't have to go through the crowd of people where you're going to get like stopped. And
yeah. I don't think, what's sad is I don't think they do it anymore for YouTubers. They're probably like, too many of you are asking. There's too many of you now.
Yeah.
So I think you just have to, if you want it, you have to pay. But yeah, we did not. We got lucky and did not because they thought Lizzie was a security threat from people like wanting to see her. That was one of the best like theme park experiences I've had, yeah. Where like we had like the nicest host guy that was showing us around.
Told you about like the little things about each ride and the park. He was constantly like, telling you stuff, which was cool.
We got like meals.
Yeah, we had like special separate place area meals. For lunches. And he had held all your bags and stuff.
I know. I felt so bad. I was like, don't do that. Yeah. You don't have to hold our bags.
That's what I'm here for.
And then eventually like his time is up and then he leaves, but then you have tickets to do whatever
his
you want.
Time is up. His and time is he vanishes.
Vanishes like a magical, magical helper.
Well, he's like Mr. Meeseeks.
Well, our time, we had a wonderful time together, but
I must leave you now.
I must leave you now. And then we're like, oh my God, he's from Harry Potter.
He's a wizard.
It's real.
He's a wizard.
And he chooses to do this. Oh my God. Well, now there's like Star Wars World, which you haven't been to, right?
Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
I kept saying, we keep calling it Star Wars World.
Oh wait, should I tell that story?
Yes, please. I don't know if we've told it before, but
I don't
tell
think
it
we
again.
Have in the podcast.
So funny.
You haven't been there yet, though, right?
No, well, and I think we're going when I go in August.
Oh, good. You should.
I think we are.
Good.
I could be wrong. Whatever.
I hope you do. Go you by too? Yourself. Maybe. Go by yourself, even.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll stay an extra day and just go there.
So, yeah, there you go. So, it's really cool. So I've only been to the California one. I have not been to the Florida one yet. So we'll get to experience that together. But I had to go to Disney, not had to, I got to go to Disney for D23, which was like a Disney convention to work an app game release as like a sponsorship deal, which was really fun.
Well, this was like 2 years ago, so I don't think it was D23.
No, it was called D23.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it goes by the year.
No.
Okay.
I don't know why it's called 23, but it is. What's it called? You lost my track. No, it wasn't 2 years ago. It was before Melody. It was before the pandemic. It was like 2019.
Okay, sorry.
So Bobby, for some reason, couldn't go. Because
I had to watch Dexter.
Yeah, I think his parents were gone and nobody could watch Dexter. So I asked my mom to come with me. I was like, listen, like I get a plus one to go. You haven't been to California in I don't even know how long. Do you want to come with me? So I'm not like, so we can like go to Disney together and I'm not alone. So that was a super fun experience with my mom. But the theme park part of the story is that the first day we were, or after rehearsals, we had one free day to like go do whatever we wanted. And people were telling us we have to go to the Cantina. I think it's called the Cantina.
That's the name of it in Star Wars.
Yeah. But in Star Wars, there's like a place called the Cantina that's styled after the Cantina in the Star Wars movies where like Han Solo and stuff.
It's like a bar.
Yeah, it's like a fake alien bar.
Yeah.
So when you go there, there's like the alien DJ. There's like fake aliens sitting at some of the booths, and then there's regular people sitting in the rest of the booths.
It's a bar.
But yes, but you had to like sign up the night before. I was literally like refreshing.
Could you only be in there for a certain amount of time?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, dang.
I think like an hour. It was like a decent amount of time.
Can you just book it
all
day?
There was no food. It was just drinks.
Can you just book it all day and get wasted there?
No, I think there was like a limit. I think there was a drink limit. Maybe it was two drinks per person.
You just go and bring a bunch of costumes and you keep changing. That's what
you do. I mean, I think you could also wait in line and see if somebody doesn't show up for the reservation and then they'll let you in. Cool. But we got lucky and I got a spot. Anyway, we get there and it's a really cool place. Like I highly suggest, even if you're not a Star Wars fan, like it was super, super cool. And we get these drinks. They have special drinks that have foam at the top that people told us to get that basically numbs your face, which sounds terrible, but it was actually kind of fun. But anyway, there's a drink. My mom's like, I was telling Bobby, I'm texting Bobby. I was like, oh, we got a reservation at the Cantina. Star Wars Land is really cool. And Bobby's
Galaxy's
like,
Edge. It's called Galaxy's Edge.
And perfect example, Bobby was like, oh, I'm so jealous. I want to be there. He's like, this experience is wasted on both of you. Because like he's like a way bigger Star Wars fan than we are. So wholeheartedly agree. It was definitely wasted on my mom and I. I mean, we enjoyed ourselves, but we definitely didn't appreciate it to the level that like you would have.
A Star Wars fan.
A true Star Wars fan.
I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, but I'm definitely like an average.
I like it, but I...
You're a below average Star Wars fan.
I've watched the movies.
Yeah.
I chose to go to the movies.
Did you play any of the, like, the video games? No. Okay. I'm not like a crazy Star Wars fan, but I definitely
it's
like
cool.
It.
It's cool. Like, I will watch the movies, but I won't like...
I know all the names and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know all the people.
I don't know all that.
I know like the story. Anyway,
a perfect example of this is we were ordering drinks and one of the drinks was called like a Jedi, I don't know, martini. Let's just pretend it's a Jedi something. My mom's like, the lady comes over to take our order. She's just like, yeah, can I get a Jedi margarita or martini or whatever? And me and the waitress are both like, I have no idea what she just said. And we're like looking. And she's like, do you mean Jedi? My mom's like, oh, yes, that drink. And she's like, I knew that word.
I'm sure she's like, heard it. She probably knew it.
Yeah,
just
she
once, reading it, it's just
once
like.
Once the lady said it back, she was probably like, oh, I feel dumb. Yeah. But like, it's just the funniest that me and you were having a conversation of you being like, this experience is wasted on both of you. I wish I was there.
And then you're like,
and then I was like, yep. Like, we're in, sorry, Galaxy's Edge. In the special Star Wars bar that only like certain people can get reservations at if you try hard enough. And then we go to order. It was like, oh, it was like their first month of being open. That's really? Why that's why it was so. And I got that special mug that you have now because I got it for you.
Where is it?
I don't know. Oh, it's I know where it is. It's like up above.
Oh, it's in like our mug.
The mug area or the special like drinking glass area.
Don't really use those much.
But yeah, that's my funny. I always tell that story. My mom's like, I knew what the word was. Like, I know you
hey,
did. And I know you watched Star Wars. It was
but
just
I was
just
drunk.
How ironic being in Galaxy's Edge. And then the funniest was we had like a couple drinks in there and they're like drinks. So then we like leave Galaxy Edge and go back.
Galaxies.
And go back into the like the
Edge part.
Wait, we were still in Disney then because Disney owns. Yeah, it wasn't Universal.
Yeah.
Okay. So we came back out and it's Disney and the Disney, like the main Disney park doesn't allow alcohol at all. But we already had like two. And we were like, oh, let's just like keep this party going. So we went to like try to get lunch because they didn't serve food there. And every place we went, my mom's just like, you guys don't have alcohol. And one lady was just like, ma'am, this is Disney. Disney.
You don't have any of those Jedi
Man,
drinks?
Man, this is Disneyland.
I want one of those Jedi Jedi drinks.
Yeah, we had a good time being at Disney.
Nice.
Two adults.
Yeah.
Had a couple drinks.
What's the one? Tower of Terror. That's one of my favorite rides of all time.
Yeah, well, now it's not Tower of Terror.
Oh, it's the...
It's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, those jerks.
It's good, though. You went...
No, I did. It's cool. But yeah. No,
it's cool.
But that was
everything's
awesome.
Changing. The Splash Mountain... is being changed, like the one with the rabbit, the big like Splash Mountain. Do you know what I'm talking about?
This isn't helping at all.
The drop, the like water drop, the big water drop ride. It has a rabbit. It's from like a really old cartoon. They're redoing that.
Okay. It sounds like
you
it's
seem
a good
very
idea.
Upset by it.
Very. So, like, they still have
you
the rock
very
and roller
attached
coaster.
By that. Oh, God, I hate that one. I love Space Mountain, is one of my favorites.
Space Mountain's cool.
I like being in one seat at a time while you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so yeah, I would say my favorite is like Universal that, but I also really like Hershey Park.
Hershey's really
we
cool.
We haven't been in a while,
yeah,
but I
we
feel
got
like
to
the
go,
last time I went, I remember really
liked
Remember
we went early that one time? We got like through the whole park in like 2 hours.
Oh yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, we don't know if we're going back this weekend or not.
See
we'll
see
what the
does.
Weather looks like. But I always like going, having an excuse to get candy. They do have, they have really good food because everything's Hershey.
Yeah.
yeah. I think that's my Six Flags. I'm not a big fan of
the King to Ka. You ever do King to Ka? Ooh, that's fun.
My friends tried to get
me. We did that. I think it was eighth grade. We did like an eighth grade trip there. My class and yeah, it was awesome.
All I have vivid memories.
It's fun going to like theme parks with all of your friends, like at school, because everyone just hype each other up, and you're just, if we all gotta go down, then we're all going down.
My last memories of going there is like a long time ago. I think when I was like 18, it was for my birthday, we decided to go.
That's
like
the King Ka's one that like shoots straight up and then you fall back down.
And I refused to go on that one. But my main memory of being there is just waiting in line. We waited in lines forever.
That's the worst and creepiest thing about theme parks is waiting all the time. In the damn lines. And that's why it's worth it if you can afford it.
I mean,
to pay for the fast passes and whatnot.
So it's better, I feel like, now because you have phones and whatnot. Yeah. But back in the day, you used to just have to stand. You just
pull up
there
and you're like, an hour and a half, 3 hours. It's like, oh no.
And you just, and if you have kids, oh, I get what like, you mean.
Yeah, when you have phones, you can distract yourself. And then
you have, I mean, it still sucks. You have to wait.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you at least can distract yourself with your phone. But back in the day before you had phones,
Game Boy.
What'd you do? Just stare.
You never brought your Game Boy. You wouldn't bring your Game Boy to theme park.
I might have.
Yeah, might have.
I might have
done that.
Waiting lines. Ugh. Line waiting.
Yeah, for sure the creepiest and worst part.
Is waiting in lines.
Yes.
It is kind of cool when they decorate it. Like Universal. Universal
that's
Disney
one of the,
does
like,
a really good
building
job.
Building up the hype. When you get in, like, worse when you're outside and you're like so far away.
Oh, and it's
and
hot.
Like, it's hot.
Sunny.
And you're like barely, you're just like the like, the path is like a little bit themed. But once you're inside like the building, if it's in a building, you start getting like little intros and stuff and little taste of what's to come.
But that's why I think Six Flags I hated so much, because there's no theming. It's because it's an amusement park.
Yeah.
It's no theming.
The
you
theme
just
is
stand
just the
in
ride.
The line.
It's just come
the
ride.
The theme is stand in this line and then sit
then
on the ride.
Then get amused.
Actually, they did have one. My favorite ride there was the Superman, because you got to lay down.
Yes. Very
that was cool.
I like that one.
That was cool.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah. They're fun.
Yeah.
I like being amused there.
And just for anybody interested, I don't think anybody cares. I like roller coasters, but I hate spinny rides. Spinny rides.
Yeah, I don't like spinny. I used hate to like, them. We used to have, what would you call? So did you ever have like it wasn't the circus, but like you'd have like a little theme park or amusement park come to town.
Yeah, like a carnival.
But it wasn't a carnival. I guess it was.
It is a carnival. Yeah. If it's a traveling.
Are carnivals like, different? Now, is that a whole other topic?
I would say carnivals could be put together with a circus, because it's kind of like a,
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Imagine for a minute, imagine the best version of you, where you look and feel your best self, where your confidence shines through every day. This is how your skincare routine should make you feel. An easy-to-use system giving your skin exactly what it needs so you look and feel your best. Well, imagine no more, because Meaningful Beauty has arrived. Businesswoman, entrepreneur, and supermodel Cindy Crawford founded Meaningful Beauty with world-renowned cosmetic specialist Dr. Sabah to share his age-maintenance-focused skincare treatments and formulas. Cindy has been consistently using this breakthrough age-maintenance system to protect her skin and prevent premature signs of aging for over 20 years. If there's proof of the power of consistent age maintenance, you only have to look at Cindy. She's not gorgeous for her age, she's just gorgeous. Inside and out, she's a shining example of a never-too-early, never-too-late to start an age maintenance practice that meaningfully embraces your age. Nature provides ways to protect us from the environment, and Meaningful Beauty's secret is a unique and powerful antioxidant derived from a genetically rare melon found only in the south of France, a region known for women having beautiful skin. I love the 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system, featuring effective serums, treatments, and creams formulated to work together to provide exactly what you need to achieve a more radiant, youthful appearance. Personally, I've been really loving the Youth Activating Melon Serum. It smells so delicious, feels incredible, and my skin looks amazing. And I've been getting so many compliments on how my skin has been looking recently. Over 5 million women have used Meaningful Beauty for its innovative formulas that help achieve radiant, younger-looking skin and hair so you can look and feel your best at every age. That gives you confidence to go out and live your life fully, whatever that means to you. Amazingly, after using Meaningful Beauty for 8 weeks, 100% of women said their skin looks vibrant and bright. It's never too late and it's never too early to start taking care of your skin. Try the Meaningful Beauty 7-Piece Deluxe Face and Neck skincare system for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. And remember, your confidence is beautiful too. Tomorrow's gorgeous starts today. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. meaningfulbeauty.com/glow.
Carnivals freak me the hell out. I will never also, go on a ride.
Yeah, well, that's just...
My mom scared me long ago with that because she was like, if a ride has to get taken down and put back up multiple times,
it's just a lot of
in different human places
there's for human
too
error.
Much. Yeah, there's too much human moving parts and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Because anyway, what I was gonna say is we used to have one a carnival that would come, and there was the like when the like spinning saucer, and it would you'd stick against the walls.
Oh, the gravitron.
No, those were
no.
Oh.
I never.
And
did
then
that.
The salt and pepper shaker thing that would just like.
Oh, I hate.
Yeah, I did
that
once
same. At a carnival because my friends made me same. Do it, and I hated it.
I think I hated
time.
It, but I was just like. Enjoy like trying,
I hated it
was,
yeah. I've never done it
but
again.
I could never
and I almost threw up
I could never I was fine back in the day but now I can't do it
no even as a kid I almost threw up it ruined the whole rest of my car
I do like the gravitron going upside down
I've heard that one's good but I was too nervous to go in because I thought I would get sick
you just stick against the wall you don't really notice the spinning you do if you like stare at the center but if you're just like
I think my gravitron days are behind me
could still go for a gravitron.
Yeah, any sort of even like I used to love the bobsled ride.
Mm.
But even that like makes me crazy now.
Wait. Oh.
The one that goes it goes around you're like sitting on a bobsled and it goes faster and faster and faster. And
oh,
faster.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Usually there's two people. Oh yeah, another funny story about that. My sister and I used to go and my sister is 8 years older than me and that was like our ride. Like that was if we went to a theme park, we had to go on the bobsled ride because it was at every single one like a carnival it was at carnivals it was what and then we were like all right that's our ride because we both loved it and nobody else in our family liked it but I'll never forget because she's 8 years older than me and as a child I was like oh I'll go on so there's two spots in the car and as the momentum goes and goes and goes and goes you obviously are gonna start like there's no separate, there's nothing in between you. So like one person,
I don't know what this ride
one person is.
Is
going to slide into the other person eventually and then like jam you up against the side of the car.
Oh, wait, no, I've seen, okay.
Are you watching a video?
And it spins?
Yes. Okay, it doesn't spin, it goes forward, but in a circle. There
this,
you go.
Like this.
It moves, yes, it moves forward in a circle, around and around and around.
I gotcha.
Around. That one, no, the ones that we were in didn't dangle like that.
Not they weren't like, danglers. All right. Anyway, danglers. I get it.
You
all right,
you're
so
moving
you're on
forward
the slide.
In a set
years,
thing.
She's 8 years older than you.
She's 8 years older than me, and we made the mistake of me going on the
inside
of the car and her on the outside. So eventually, the pressure from like going
from
so
gravity.
Fast, yeah,
the gravitron will obviously
just like
you.
Had her like crushing me into the side
stop
of all
it,
of that.
Stop
like,
the ride!
Screaming, she's like laughing, and then from that day forward, I was like, I'm never
no more
going
flying
on the
bobs.
Inside. No, so I was like, you go in the inside every time, and still. Still, I could probably handle it now because I'm bigger, but
you're funny.
I will never forget. I got traumatized the flying, bob,
flying
right?
bobs.
I thought I was gonna get crushed.
You got
from the gravity.
You got bobbed, all right.
But yeah, that was our favorite ride. I don't know why. Of all
I was
rides.
Like, yeah, like the Dr. Doom death, like the ones that go up. And down. I like the gut feeling. Of
I don't like that.
That weightlessness. Whoa.
See, that makes me sick now.
That doesn't make me sick.
I don't know why.
I like that. It's very like whoa, that. Holy shit, this isn't. I'm not used to this.
This isn't normal.
I still love roller coasters.
Yeah, it's still my favorite.
When you can, when you're able to let go and just enjoy it and just be free.
I love the
around.
Roller coasters that shoot you. that shoot you right from the start.
Yeah.
Like the Hulk does that. Yeah, they launch you right from the start. Like the Hulk ride in Universal does that, I love. And the Hershey Park, like.
You like a good launching.
I like launching.
What's your favorite type of movement? Launched.
I also remember, there was, and one of the rides at Six Flags, it was like called, people referred to it as like the penny dropper. Have you ever heard of that? Because you're falling faster than a penny would drop.
Oh.
So you, they
why
used
do
to,
you know these things so well?
They used, I don't know. I have a good memory.
Good for you.
Of like cool, fun situations I did as a kid. But I remember like we went at Six Flags and we all had a penny in our hand. And then like when you did the drop, you're supposed to like hold your hand like this and you can watch the penny levitate because you're moving faster than the penny. And then eventually you hit the bottom of the penny just like It's probably not the safest thing, but...
Do they encourage you to do this or no?
There was lots of pennies on the ground, so I know we're not the only ones. I don't know if they still let you do that, but it was cool. Yeah. I forget what ride it's called.
You know, as I typically do, I avoid the like disaster
like stories. People getting decapitated.
Bad, or... just like deadly death. I mean, a lot of this is about like ghost stuff.
Every time somebody, like I come across one of those videos on the internet that's like, I see a theme park ride and they like slow it down and show like the you know what I'm talking about? Like when they're like anticipating something bad happening to the ride on a video on YouTube or not YouTube, just like I'm scrolling Twitter or something. I'm like, like I can't, I just like try to scroll past it as fast as possible. It's like, I don't want to see.
Yeah, no.
Why do people like watching this?
People like weird stuff. So I just found a couple interesting stories of creepy theme parks around the world. Oh. And then I have the world's 9 creepiest abandoned amusement parks. That was the other thing, was a lot of it was like, a lot of the creepiness when I found like online was about abandoned.
I'm always confused parks. By that. Is it, would it cost them less? Would it cost them more to take down everything and sell it than it would to leave really it?
Sell
what stuff. Do you mean, scraps and stuff?
Scraps?
Metal?
Come get some scraps.
Is it metal valuable?
It'll keep us in business.
Come get the scrap.
You gonna be a scrapper? All right, so these...
Want your own roller coaster? Well, come take it piece by piece.
Give it to you for 75% off. Come on, get it. We don't need no more. It works. We think so.
We
used
think
to work.
So.
We just can't afford it.
Oh, my God.
So this, I got a couple from this list. I found 13 of the most haunted amusement park attractions from carouselofchaos.com.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking that I was like, if I could buy my own amusement park, would I? And then I think about the South Park episode where... Cartman bought his own amusement park, so he never had to have lines, but then he slowly had to buy, like...
Get workers.
And then get workers, and then sell tickets to pay for the workers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the first thing we have here is the historic Elitch Theater. The grand old Elitch Gardens is a park with rich history. It resided...
Where is it?
...in its original location in Northwest Denver from 1890... to 1994.
Oh, could you imagine?
Early 1900s?
The early 1900 rides?
I don't think they had very intense rides back then. But,
thank God.
You are being very themed. Before it moved to its current location in downtown Denver in 95, at its original location and the more beloved historic Elitch Theater, it still remains there. It opened with the park and became known as the cradle of American drama, having presented a wide variety of quality entertainment from vaudeville to film. Both the theater and the park were owned and operated by Mary Elitch until she was unable to, at which point 2 viewing boxes were permanently reserved for her. A reservation apparently continues on in death. And since the 1960s, performers at the historic Elitch Theater have reported seeing Mary Elitch sitting in one of her theater boxes. The spirit of a philanthropist who helped save the theater is said to be haunting it. Unexplainable sounds and voices are heard from time to time, and paranormal groups in the area say they've had great success catching activity at the site.
I'm confused. This is a theater that's in a theme park?
Yes.
Oh.
A lot of these are just like old parks.
Okay.
With spooky ghost stories.
Yeah, I also told by it because there's a lot of Disney creepy stories about the rides. If you didn't listen to our Disney podcast, go back and listen to that.
Yeah, so I'm not,
we tried to make sure not to do the same stories.
Yeah. The Serengeti Overlook in Busch Gardens, Tampa.
Busch Gardens.
Was originally known as Crown Colony House, which opened in 1964 as a Valentine's Day gift for the third wife of August Busch.
Oh.
It closed in 1982.
She was the special one.
Yeah, she was the good. She was the one. Third time's a charm. It closed in 1982 for refurbishment and didn't open until the 90s. It was when the restaurant opened in 1990 that the first of the paranormal activity began. Employees reported experiencing cold spots, phantom piano music, and apparitions. Apparitions. One spirit occasionally seen is that of a little girl. Sounds of children playing in the restaurant after hours isn't uncommon either. Another spirit seen is of a woman dressed in a white gown. Over the years, employees have detailed that the activity usually picks up around closing time when they're shutting down, and that the fourth floor seems to be the most active. Numerous people have felt a presence following them around the floor, and temporary and temperature inexplicably.
You're struggling over there.
Reading today. It's because I'm reading off.
Because you're doing it on your phone. You should have just went and got your laptop.
I was being lazy. I left my laptop upstairs. Temperatures drop, and anytime they press the elevator button to leave, so the temperature drops when they press the button. Orbs, moving trays, shadows, and cigar smoke are noted as some of the strange occurrences. So again, more ghosts.
But no reason. My pet peeve is when people are like, this building's haunted by the ghost of a little girl. I'm like, oh, did a little girl like die there? And then the thing's like, not that we know of. It's like, okay, so you're just making up this little girl. Like, it would make more sense if a tragedy happened. And then you're like, oh yeah, we see that that little girl all the time.
So I picked this one because of where we're going this weekend.
Oh, is Hershey Park haunted?
The Lighthouse. On July 13th, 1929, at Hershey Park in Pennsylvania, Milton Hershey opened a sprawling pool complex at his park that included a bathhouse, beach area, and lighthouse. The pools were closed in 71 and filled in, but the lighthouse remained, and with it, a few ghosts. Over the course of the 40 years, the pool complex operated, multiple drownings occurred, and are believed to be the source of the hauntings within the lighthouse.
See, there's a reason.
There's your reason.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm sorry.
That's good. I'm glad people drown there so we have a reason to have ghosts. That sounded terrible. Good. There's a reason.
Apparitions of spirits wearing old-fashioned swimwear were spotted in and around the lighthouse up until 2019 when their structure was removed for the new Chocolate Town area.
Oh.
The Kisses Fountain underneath Candy Mountain is the site. Candymonium. Not Candy Mountain.
Candymonium.
Candymonium.
I don't know that one.
Is the site where the lighthouse once stood for 90 years when the park was operating. So that's that one. This one's called The Racer.
The Racer?
Kings Island in Ohio. The Racer is the park's iconic white wooden roller coaster that runs the length of the Midway. So I guess that's the park. Mm-hmm. The coaster debuted with the park in 1972. And is notable in pop culture for its appearance on the Brady Bunch. Amongst coaster enthusiasts, it's cited as sparking the second golden age of roller coasters.
Wow.
It is said that...
I didn't know there was a first.
It is said that at one point, the racer used cars from the old Coney Island Shooting Star, a nearby roller coaster that closed in 1971. The Shooting Star reportedly had a boy fall from the ride who's thought to be haunting the cars and the racer. Okay. Dubbed the Racer Boy, a little boy wearing all white is said to be seen around the racer. He usually appears just before sunset or right after dark, walking along the ride tracks or inside the tunnels. He spurred a few guest reports to employees about a child on the racer's tracks.
Interesting.
This is titled The Entry Plaza. Also at Kings Island in Ohio. So this is Kings Island, Ohio. It's pretty creepy. The spirit of a little girl with blonde hair in a 19th century blue dress is one of the most commonly seen by employees and guests. There is a cemetery in Kings Island dating back to the 1800s, and that is believed to be where she comes from at night. Referred to as the tram girl, she is seen often running in front of trams in the parking lot, causing drivers to brake abruptly before she would disappear into thin air.
See, trains are creepy.
Mm-hmm. Less frequently, she is spotted roaming the parking lot, front gate, and admission area, and the restaurants on International Street. All accounts of her sightings have maintained that she's a friendly thing. So she's Casper.
Friendly thing.
Not threatening or scary, and that she's just kind of there. I like that part.
Kind of just an annoying.
When I read that, I laughed.
She's just kind of there.
It's a ghost. That's fine.
That would be me as a ghost.
Yeah. She's kind of there.
Just walking around. She doesn't really do much. She's there.
And I like this part. Some have speculated that her name is Missouri Jane, but this report is unconfirmed.
The ghost didn't confirm the report. Yeah. I need to know the name.
Those are some of the stories from that one. And then now I have the 9 creepiest abandoned amusement parks from alltherooms.com, which was from 2019. So I don't know if there's any new creepy ones, but the first one on the list is Six Flags in New Orleans.
There's a Six Flags in New Orleans?
Not anymore, Lauren. It fell out of business following serious damage from Hurricane Katrina in 2005. The park opened in 2000 and was only operating for a few years before suffering significant damage during the hurricane. The park closed after Hurricane Katrina, and there wasn't enough funding for repairs, so it fell into further decay over the last few years. To this day, there's still an eerie sign at the entrance of the park that says, "Closed for the storm." It's an apocalyptic site which has been taken advantage of by Hollywood and used for films such as Jurassic World and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Next, we have Nara Dreamland in Nara, Japan. Nara Dreamland is one of the most photographed abandoned theme parks in the world. The park was built in the 1960s and deserted in 2006 due to low visitor numbers. It was constructed in a style that was inspired by Disneyland in California and features a contrast of brightly colored fairy tale rides and roller coasters that are now rotting. Everything has
rotting.
It's rotting. It's all rotting. I wanted to emphasize rotting there. Yeah, to get you back.
You did. You did a good job.
Everything has been left as it was on the park's last day, and there are even still chairs in the coffee shops. So you can't even scrap chairs, Lauren.
I know.
No one wants them.
I'm just so confused why everything gets left.
Just go take it all.
Seems like such a waste.
Lauren Park, where it's all just
Lauren
old
Park.
Abandoned
it's just
stuff.
Old ride you can't ride. I'm going to do it.
This story for this one's kind of whatever, but I'll just say Disney's River Country Bay Lake in Bay Lake, Florida. I think this is the one we talked about.
Oh, that's the one you talked about last time.
Yeah.
Or last the lake episode.
The lake. Land of Oz in North Carolina.
What?
A 16-acre Wizard of the Oz theme park. Hmm. The Land of Oz was incredibly popular when it first opened in 1970. However, shortly after opening, interest began to decline and the park became almost completely deserted. Then in 1975, there was a fire which destroyed parts of the park and the park was officially abandoned. Land of Oz still opens its gates a few days a year around Halloween for visitors brave enough to explore.
Interesting.
This one is in Hungary, and I cannot pronounce it. Dunjabarski in Vidomapark, Hungary.
Okay.
It opened in 1953 and was a communist-run theme park.
Oh, God.
Offering free fun for all people. After surviving on funds from the Communist Party for 40 years, it was forced to shut its doors in 1993 following the collapse of the Soviet Union. It's truly a ghostly sight and an interesting insight into entertainment under the Soviet regime.
Hmm. Interesting.
This one is in Chernobyl, Ukraine.
Oh, God.
So can you guess
what
happened?
I wonder why that one shut down.
At Pripyat Amusement Park.
Yeah, I say, I feel like I was going to say that I thought there was one in, like, as part of Chernobyl that I've seen photos of.
Pripyat is the most famous abandoned amusement park in the world. The park was a new build due to open in 1986. However, a few days before the grand opening, catastrophic nuclear disaster struck the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. The park was briefly accessible to locals, but they were forced to evacuate as reports of dangerously high levels of radiation in the area started to emerge, something habitants and authorities had been unaware of on the day of the nuclear incident. Today, the park remains untouched and unused rides are disintegrating or consumed with mold.
Ugh. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What terrible timing. Well, we said that about American Dream, the big American Dream mall that is near us that has the amusement park, the indoor amusement park and water park that we were talking about was being built pre-pandemic. And it was set to open right during the at the end of the pandemic. And I was like, oh, terrible timing. But I think they're doing okay now.
Yeah, definitely.
I like it there.
It's very cool. Joyland Amusement Park in Kansas. It was once the largest amusement park in Kansas. After changing hands and falling into new ownership, the park fell into despair. The park ran for 55 years, closing in 2006. The demolition process began several years ago, and it still stands as a creepy destination with decaying rides and lost memories. If you're a big fan of abandoned theme parks, here's a good list for you to check out. Then we have Gulliver's Kingdom in Yamanashi, Japan. Gulliver's Kingdom was only in business for 4 years before being abandoned due to low visitor numbers. Today, the park is home to an enormous disintegrating Gulliver statue based on the novel Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift. A chilling sight that represents the park's fall into disarray.
Oh.
And the last one we got here is Dunblobbin.
Dunblobbin?
Dunblobbin Crinkly Bottom Theme Park in England.
Oh, it's like in Germany?
Dunblobbin was created as part of Noel Edmonds' Crinkly Bottom Park, which was
sounds great.
Mr. Blobby theme.
What is happening?
I love this one.
Feel like you're making this up.
I'm not making any of it up. Which was a Mr. Blobby themed amusement park based on a popular.
If there's any British people listening right now, they would be like, oh yeah, Mr. Blobby. Mr. Blobby. I've never heard of that.
It's based on the popular 90s television show character.
Okay.
The amusement park was abandoned and left to decay when the rest of the park was renovated and turned into a hotel. Today, there are rumors that the site is haunted and ghost hunters often visit in hopes of catching something supernatural on tape. Mr. Blobby coming out.
Mr. Blobby.
Blobby, blobby, blobby. There you go.
I guess that never made it over to
there's
the,
your list
the
and your spooks.
I enjoyed it. Thank you. I want to know why that there's no value in an amusement park.
I mean, it's probably because it's still owned. No, I don't know. I don't know why it's.
Almost, I mean, I guess there's abandoned buildings and things.
It's just you got to destroy it all. What are you going to build there? Mr. Blobby World?
Mr. Blobby. I need to know why was he not brought to the States?
Mr. Blobby. Let's look at Mr. Blobby.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm picturing like a giant blue blob creature.
You're not too far off.
Really?
He is certainly
creepy. Is he blue?
Nope, he's pink. That's Mr. Blobby.
Oh my God.
For those of you listening, make sure you Google Mr. Blobby.
What? Why? People of England, why?
Extremely
why
creepy.
Is this a thing?
Oh, Mr. Blobby.
He looks so scary. I mean, to be fair, we had Ronald McDonald, which was also terrifying.
This thing is much worse.
He looks kind of like the Grimace.
He looks like a nightmare. Talk about creepy. You could do a whole episode of Mr. Blobby. Wow. I'm glad I looked him up.
Learning about Mr. Blobby. There was a theme park around that guy.
You can tell why I didn't do so good. Oh, Mr. Blobby.
They're like, people love this guy.
People love pink blobs.
People love him. They want to go to a theme park.
He's like a pink blob guy with yellow dots and creepy big eyes.
I hope you all enjoy your amusement/theme park adventures this summer with all of our information now. Now you know that there's a difference between a theme park and amusement park. I did not know that.
Let us know your creepy amusement and theme park
stories. Let us know any that we did not cover that exist that we don't know about.
Do it now.
Especially if it's themed around something. I find that's even more interesting to me. Yeah. If they're like, yeah, I went to a theme park about pickles.
Pickle park.
I'm like, oh, pickle park. Pickle park. Oh my God, we're going to make it. We got to take one of those abandoned areas.
There we go.
Paint everything green and only sell pickles. And all of the rides will have pickle shaped like vehicles that take you in the rides.
Alrighty.
And we'll have fried pickles and regular pickles and sour pickles.
Sounds like the birth of a genius idea.
Nobody better steal that. If somebody takes that
Blair, edit this out so people don't take it.
If anybody takes my pickle theme park idea,
there's
tell
definitely
me.
A pickle park.
Tell me. There's not a pickle
there's
park.
There's definitely a pickle
there's
theme
no
park.
There's no way there's a pickle park.
Pickle. Oops.
Theme park, even right? This does not exist. If this exists.
Pickle themed party?
Themed party. Oh my God.
Pickletopia in Dallas.
Pickletopia?
Yep.
All right, never mind. It does exist.
Or Pickles Park.
All right, never mind.
Yeah, there's a place called Pickles Park and Pickletopia.
All right, never mind.
Pickletopia has 8 reviews on TripAdvisor.
8 reviews?
I think it's just a bunch of barrels.
It's just a guy that on the side of the road that's selling
come
pickles.
Come get my pickles. Come to Pickletopia. Pickletopia. I'll give you a ride.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say something.
Don't.
Nope.
Don't.
I'm not.
You know, you can't make Pickle Park. People would ruin it with their dirty thoughts.
I was ruining
words.
It right off the rip in my mind.
And remember,
everything is creepy
except for Pickle Park coming 2024.
Pickle Park
to a place near you, to an abandoned theme park.
Coming to an abandoned theme park near you in the future will be a Pickle Park. Brought to you by Lauren Zeeside.
Very on brand.
Bye.
Bye.